Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 3rd of March. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is editor Oliver Florence to discuss this week's local news stories. And look at the headlines this week in Surrey. Safer roads hope as pothole causes cyclist death. Archbishop Canterbury's warning about Guildford Cathedral is not too big to fail. And residents voice Fair Oaks Garden Village concern. All these stories and more as we're joined by Oliver this afternoon. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Graham. How are you today?
Very well. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Well, shall we start then with this safer roads hope?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will be aware of this. It's been quite a big story since it happened in March last year. It's the conclusion of the inquest into the death of Ralph Brazier, who is a 52-year-old who died after he came off his bike after hitting a pothole on the road between Weybridge and Addleston, as I say, in March last year. The main part of the inquest was held last week, but this week, yesterday, the coroner came back with his verdict, recording a narrative verdict, so kind of just explaining what happened to him. But he has written to Surrey County Council with some recommendations as to how, going forward, they can deal with potholes on our roads.
Right, it's never an increasing problem, I think, these days, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We've kind of, in the story this week, we've kind of focused on the statement given by the family after the inquest. And they're just saying they're pleased that the coroner's gone through such a thorough investigation into Mr. Brazier's death. And hopefully it serves as a warning to all councils about the state of our roads. As you say, it's an increasing problem. People will complain about potholes damaging their cars, but when cyclists they're really the ones that are at risk on the roads more than car users, obviously, and the most vulnerable of road users. So this really does throw a lot of light on the issue and just highlights what big a problem it is.
Indeed, yes, yes. Now, dozens hunt for a student as a phone and keys are found.
Yeah, this is a really worrying story, actually, that we've been covering all week on our Get Surrey website. The search for this student, a University of Surrey student, Victor Ivanello is his name. It's now gone into a sixth day. He's not been seen since leaving a house in Esher in the early hours of Sunday morning. So it's obviously really, really quite worrying now. We do cover a lot of missing people, mainly on our website, actually, because by the time the paper comes out, they've normally been found, luckily. So it's quite unusual for it to go on for so long. And the police and everyone else are really quite worried about him.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we do see here quite a lot of appeals from the police, but most times people are found quite quickly, aren't they, within 24
yeah.
hours?
Yeah, exactly. As I say, it mainly never really makes the paper because they are found so quickly. I think this one's slightly different. His belongings were found on a bridle way in Chessington soon afterwards, and the police are now asking for people to obviously look out for him. You can find a picture of him in the paper and online.
Right.
Check your sheds and your outbuildings to see if he's taken refuge there, and just keep an eye out for him because it's really worrying times for his friends
yeah.
and family.
Absolutely. Of course, if anybody knows anything, give the police on 101 a ring straight away. Now, the Archbishop of Canterbury, he's stepped into the issue over Guildford Cathedral, this planning issue, isn't it?
And yeah, this is a planning issue, mm. yeah. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, I think, when the planning application was turned down. Just for those that don't know, Guildford Cathedral, they put in an application for 138 homes on the land around there. They wanted to kind of use it as a way of safeguarding the future of the cathedral, which is really quite expensive to run. There's a lot of work that needs to go into its upkeep. So we've got hold of a letter written by the Archbishop of Canterbury. He actually wrote it to Guildford Borough Council just a couple of days before they decided to reject the planning application. And he warns that the Church of England is not able to offer any financial assistance to the cathedral in the event that the application was turned down. So obviously that probably wouldn't sway them. It's purely based on planning issues when a council decides whether to go ahead with an application. And they rejected it because it was out of character with the area and thought it would cause harm to the cathedral as well. So the cathedral's obviously considering what it's going to do next and how it can safeguard the building going forward.
Indeed, yes. One is rather surprised at those sort of statements, aren't you? Because you don't think something like the Guildford Cathedral would be at risk. You can understand small churches in rural areas maybe, may close in the end, but you can't imagine something like Guildford Cathedral going.
No, I think the Archbishop as well, he makes the point that cathedrals are independent bodies within the church themselves, and they can't actually rely on help from any central church body. So I don't know if it's the case of smaller churches maybe can rely on them more, but the cathedral has to stand on its own two feet.
Right. Now, residents voice Fair Oaks Garden Village concern.
Yeah, there's been quite a few proposed new developments in the area recently, a few what they call garden villages or new towns, which are often up to around 1,000 homes or so, kind of a new community placed on land between existing towns. So this one, as you say, is Fair Oaks Garden Village. There was a community planning weekend held last weekend, it was now, for plans for 1,500 homes on the Fair Oaks Airport site. We went along to the meeting in Chobham Village Hall, just to kind of gauge the reaction of residents around there to what they think about these plans. As you can imagine, you've got the usual concerns about the impact on other towns, the traffic that all these homes would bring to the area, how it would impact on St. Peter's Hospital nearby, and just generally how it would impact on the infrastructure in the area. So as I say, we've got a few quotes from people who attended this consultation. I'm sure the consultation will feed into the developers' views going forward, and they'll come back with some sort of response before they put in any application.
All right, I'm sure we'll be following that story as usual. Now, the lengths people go to for an affordable home.
Yeah, this is kind of a related story in a way. At the community event in Chobham, a lot of people were concerned that any new homes that would come in, how affordable would they actually be to people looking for a home in the area? We've been playing around a bit this week with a gadget from Royal Mail that they've just released. It shows the distances people have moved in and out of the county.
And I saw that on your Get Surrey website. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, it certainly uses up a few minutes if you've got a few minutes to spare just to relieve your boredom. I'd recommend logging on and having a go on a Friday afternoon. So we've seen the average person who moves home in the southeast moves 26 miles. We've used a few stats from Surrey. We found the longest person to move out of Surrey has moved up to the north of Scotland, more than 400 miles away. And as you say, it was on our website and provoked quite a lot of comments from readers about quite why people have moved away and from some that are still there and really how people are struggling with high house prices and have to move out of the area. So we've got a few case studies from different people that we've managed to speak to. So it's quite interesting. If you buy the paper, you can see our big map of where people have moved to and have used
it. Am I right in thinking there was a net outflow of people shown?
I think that's right, yeah. I think looking at just the Guildford, the middle of Guildford, the GU1 postcode.
Oh, that was it, yes.
I think around 650 people moved out of the area and only 490-odd moved in. So just taking one postcode, obviously, from the area that we cover, there does seem to be a flow outwards. And a lot of this maybe seems down to the high house prices in Surrey, which everyone knows about.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it all sort of ripples out from the London market, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Mm. Well, spring almost upon us, isn't it? And we think of summer sports, including cricket. You got a cricketing story?
Yeah, a little bit damp this morning, but yeah, hopefully the weather is generally improving. This concerns Tom Curran, the up-and-coming Surrey player. He actually got a call up for England. He was out with the England Lions tour in Sri Lanka last week. And then he heard that he had to fly all the way to the West Indies.
Wow.
The series, England v. the West Indies, the one-day series, I think it gets underway about 1:30 today, so I'm not sure if he's in the team, but he's certainly in the squad for the first time. So a good young Surrey player, an up-and-coming Surrey player, hoping to make his mark on international cricket before the season starts.
Well, that would be great if he does, doesn't it? Let's hope we do well this year.
Yes, exactly. So good luck to him if he does make the final 11 today.
Right, well, Oliver, thank you very much for taking us through the headlines of Surrey this week, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Graham.
Bye for now. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Oliver Florence. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.